And you know and I know. But you can't solve, you can't put out a fire with fire. Try it sometime. House on fire, go get some more fire. You're just gonna beef up the matter. Boost it. Are you so foolish, having begun in the spirit? Are you now made perfect by the flesh? That's what people try to operate in when they come to church or when they go out in their daily walk. They walk by the flesh. They don't care. I don't care what God said. That was a woman married a man. I know this personally. And they separated. And they went before the pastor. And now you listen now. And he would counsel them and saying, you know how you do. She said, now listen, she said, I don't care what my husband say. I don't care what you say. I don't even care what God say. I'm going to do what I want to do. What do you do? Said man threw his hands up. That's all he could do. You done with that kind of that. If she don't care what God says, what else can you do? So, have you suffered so many things in vain? When you started this faith, you seen how they came against you. Now they sneaked in with the law and you yield it to them. Now they buddying up with you now. If we're going to preach the gospel, this church, and I know there's other churches as well, we weren't called to be like normal, just normal religious folks. God called us out to preach the gospel because there's a lack of it. People don't, you hear people, that's why you have to be able to discern between preaching and flesh. And it's so easy, especially us, because we were raised on it. That's what we had this happen to us for generations. Hello. And we said, come on up, God. You know I'm telling the truth. And somebody can sort of raise their voice, and boy, we rouse our flesh. Yeah. But if you're not able to discern between preaching and flesh, you go for that. And it'll lead you. It sound good because they're going to say something that's right to get you. And next thing you know, you're way off over here. And what you're doing is not working. Just a bunch of flesh. But when you stay with the gospel, when you preach the gospel, when you minister by the Holy Ghost, then you get results. Hallelujah. So he said, have you suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain, he that therefore ministered to you the Spirit and worketh what? Miracles among you. Doeth he it by the works of the law or what? Or by the hearing of faith. Which one did it happen through? The works of the law or the hearing of faith. You see, he wanted them to see. He said, even as Abraham did what? Believe God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. See, Abraham wasn't righteous, but because he believed God, God treated him as a righteous man. He blessed him like he was just as righteous as God was. That's why he did it, because he believed God. But the new birth wasn't available then. Got it? Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of what? See, what he's saying here, if you are of the faith, you're just like Abraham. You believe God. You don't believe the law. You don't believe all this stuff over here. See, people that tell you, that's why, you know, sometimes some people are fortunate to have doctors that saved and full of the Holy Spirit, but you ain't going to find a bunch of them in that field. And so when you go to them, some of them, they go to you. They're going to speak as though they are final authority on everything about your life. That's the way That's the way they do. They'll tell you, well, this is going to happen. Well, they're going by what they see with their natural mind and medical field. But I have revelation down here. I found in here. And it goes beyond what they know. But if I keep going with what they say, it will happen because you got an enemy who is a killer. And if you follow him, he'll kill you. That's all there is to it. But I thank you, doctor. Thank you for diagnosing the case. Thank you. See, I used to have questions, and thank God. And I don't have time to turn it tonight, but some of the time I'm going through them. When you see all Paul had done, you read his letters, the Pauline epistle, you see all that God used him to do. Don't you know Paul had some affliction in his body? Because he said it himself. He had trouble with his eye. Yeah, he did. Because there's a devil out there. And any little door, little crack in the wall you leave open, here he come. And you just got to know, you're not going to move me from this faith. Because you bring some kind of affliction trying to put it on me, I won't accept it. I'm going to stand my ground. And see, some people don't know to stand. Some people stand to a certain degree because they have a certain amount of light. But you want to get, this is what we talked, remember we talked on the series, Revelation of the Kingdom? This is what God, when this gospel began on the day of Pentecost 2,000 years ago, God want to bring us all to the place so we can live like Jesus on this earth. Jesus came here with the full revelation. He was the full body of Christ when he walked the earth. He's our example of what a godly man, what a Holy Ghost man, woman, boy, and girl should be. Looking unto Jesus, a guide in the scripture. But Paul said, even though they persecuted me, even though I was cold, I was naked, I went through some things, he said, but none of these things moved me. No. Why? Because God taught me this. I received it. Now listen to what he said. He heard it, but he didn't have the full revelation of it. If he had it, he wouldn't have said this. In Philippians 3:10, I believe 3:10, that I may know him. If he already knew him, why would he say that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death? If that by any means I might obtain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I have already what? Obtained, the easy was already perfect. But I follow after. See that? Because he didn't have it all. He didn't have it for. He was growing in this. And this is why you're unwise if you don't spend time every day feeding on the word. This is a growth. I don't care how long you've been studying. I don't care how many scriptures you can quote. I don't care how many times God will use you to prophesy. You don't ever get away from feeding on that word. You don't ever get away from